We have a special guest on the show. No worries. We are going to transition into a really cool interview. So coming up in the coming weeks is this awesome, awesome event, Art Week. Art Week, Massachusetts. And we have a representative here. I get a little tongue-tied on the air sometimes. But we have a representative here, Jane Long, that's going to talk about Art Week, about the event itself, what went into making the event, why the event is so important, and about art. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jane Long.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So, Art Week. First of all, tell us what Art Week's all about. This is the sixth year that has happened,
yes.
Right? This is the event where art is shown, art is appreciated, curated. So just tell us more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Art Week is a 10-day festival that happens all across the state of Massachusetts. This is our second year statewide, and Art Week originally began as a program in the greater Boston area. So it's produced by the Buck Center and presented by the Highland Street Foundation. And what it is it's actually hundreds of events across the state. So Art Week is 10 days of programming that offers a behind-the-scenes or interactive or educational twist on arts programming that might not normally be available.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, it's a very interesting, very exciting 10 days that has a little bit of something for everyone. Mm. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to go out into their communities or go out, try something that they may not have done before and see sort of a different aspect of the arts than is normally available.
Mm. What sort of exhibits have been shown in the past? What sort of examples of some art stuff that, you know, even we can get involved in?
Yeah, so one of the really great things about Art Week that we always like to highlight is that we have nearly 600 events this year, and over 70% of them are free.
Ooh,
so it's a very accessible thing. Yes, we love things that are free. So some of the really great things that we have coming up, we have a Chinatown mural tour, which is done by the Chinese Historical Society of New England, which is an incredible walking tour of all the murals and public art in Chinatown. We have things like a dragon puppet workshop happening in Somerville, Art Week at Franklin Park Zoo, which is a great excuse to go to the zoo, and there will be painters there and other activities. And so it's just this these things that aren't normally available to the public that sort of give you that extra look at the arts.
Wow. Well, I haven't been to the zoo in years. Taking a trip back to the zoo would bring back some memories. That's really cool. So where did it all begin? This is the second year that it's statewide, right?
Yes.
What's the origin story of Art Week, if you don't mind?
Oh, sure.
So asking.
Art Week was started in 2013 by the Box Center, and the goal was to create some programming that sort of got outside the walls of the Box Center, which is a performing arts organization downtown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so they wanted to engage the community in a way that would inspire people to go out and experience art. And that started in Boston as a smaller program. And then there was so much interest from organizations and individuals across the state that we kind of felt like there was no other choice but to expand it. And now we're in our second year statewide.
Wow. And being a part of this event, 10 days, was it in the beginning, was it more, was it less than 10 days? Was it just like one day, an afternoon? How did it grow so big?
Well, it's actually always been 10 days.
Oh, nice.
Very ambitious. And we like to get those two weekends in, which is really important for the programming. But there's events offered all through the week, in the mornings, in the evenings. And we just wanted to make sure that there was enough space and time for anyone who wanted to be involved to be able to create something and show something.
Okay. Yeah. And is there like a showcase at a specific time or day where some of these prepared acts or these prepared visual artists can show their work, or is it more of an everyday there's a place or a time to do something like that?
Sure. It's every day. Okay. It's all the time during the 10 days. So we left it really flexible for organizations and individuals to create their events at a time and a place that worked for them. Mm. But you can go in early April to see our calendar at artweekma.org, and that will have event pages for every single event that's part of Art Week, and we'll tell you where it is, when it is, if it costs anything, and everything you need to know.
Awesome, awesome. With that, I kind of want to go into a quick musical break. We're going to come back, talk more about Art Week. And then after that, we're going to talk some more about what we want to talk about, you know? This show can get a little free-flowing. So I'm going to leave you with some That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. All right, you all, come on back now, you hear?
Baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire.
Sometimes I write a little song so you don't forget it. Sometimes I write a little song to remember the lyrics. I go, think, well, that's a quote to my heart. I go, 1, 6, 1, 2. Aquarian, 4 Taurus, a strike on the box, 4 Focus, pretty flat, Donny Hathaway, Frank Sinatra, 16, 12, that's cold to my heart, I go 1, 6, 1, 2, ooh, star, 16, 12,
listening to BU in the Morning, only on WTBU, the beat of Boston University. Having the best conversations to start your day.
Welcome back. You're listening to BU in the Morning, the beat of Boston University. You can listen in at 89.3 FM or 640 AM, BU Cable Channel 6, or WTBUradio.org. I'm going to repeat that because that's my favorite way to listen. WTBUradio.org. You can call us 617-353-6400. We want to know your thoughts, emotions, feelings, anything you want to tell us. Right here, 617-353-6400, and send us a request on our Spinatron. We also want to know what you want to hear. Okay. Oh, lastly, almost forgot. Please follow us on our Twitter, at BU in the Morning. We have some fantastic tweets run by our own Felipe. He's not here this morning, but he still runs that account, and I appreciate the follows. Welcome back, everybody. We are continuing our interview with Jane Long. We're talking about Art Week. We have some more information to dish out, and I'll let Jane take it from there if you feel so inclined to, you know, round out the interview with some of those programs we were talking about off air that Art Week is also involved with.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a couple special programs as part of Art Week that we run aside from the regular arts programming. One of those is Art of Food, which is a really,
We love food.
We love food. It's a great opportunity for restaurants and bars to create a dish that is inspired by a work of art, like a song, a painting, a movie, and then they sell that, during the 10 days of Art Week, which is a really, really fun thing to go.
That's super cool.
And you get to eat. And so the deadline for that application is on Friday, and then those restaurants and bars will also be posted on our website. Mm. And then additionally, we have a couple other fun things that happen throughout the state. We have Light Up the Night, which is where buildings and organizations will light up their buildings for us honor of Art Week, which is always kind of a fun one to see around.
Nice. I like that.
And then we also do something called Art Week on the Road, which is where we put art up on billboards across eastern Massachusetts. And so that is a fun thing if you are out driving around during Art Week. You might just catch one of those.
Is that application also due Friday, or are you picking?
We're already picking those.
Understood.
We are past our applications, but Art Week is almost upon us, so we're very excited about that.
Awesome. Very excited as well. That will do it for our interview. Remember, Art Week, it is coming up. I'm going to get you those dates specifically really quickly if my laptop...
You
know the dates.
The dates are April 26th through May 5th.
Awesome.
And you can go to artweekma.org in early April to see our events calendar.
Awesome. Well, that will do it. Thank you very much, Jane Long, coming on the show. Please pick up your tickets to Art Week. 600 different events, 600 different things to enjoy all around Massachusetts, so you'll never be bored. Please enjoy some art. All right. Thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you.
Gonna clap it out. Thank you very much
for
coming
up
on BU in the Morning. We are going to go into another musical break. I know you just got us. I know it's a little sad, but we also love the music on BU in the Morning. And sometimes the throat gets a little dry. We need to get some water. We're gonna get, revamp for the next segment.